In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Miss Eleanor Romero. Today, on this feast of St. Jerome, you know who he is. He's the great scripture scholar. You heard about it in the call, like that prayer that we say at the very beginning, his deep and profound love for Holy Scripture. And so that I can give you a better understanding of who he is, I'm just going to read from you a very short summary of his life. St. Jerome was born in Dalmatia in the year 329. He was sent to school in Rome, and his boyhood was not free from fault. He had many sins. But his thirst for knowledge was excessive, and his love for books was a passion, and he studied under the best masters and visited foreign cities all over the world and devoted himself to the pursuit of true science, meaning true knowledge. That's what science, the word science, means. But Christ had need of his strong will and his active intellect for the service of his church. St. Jerome felt and obeyed the call and made a vow of celibacy. He fled from Rome and went off into the wild Syrian desert, and there for 4 years he learnt in solitude, giving himself to a life of penance and a prayer. He learned a new lesson of what divine wisdom was all about. This was his novitiate, his entering into a truly religious life. The Pope soon summoned him to Rome and there put upon him, now famous as a Hebrew scholar, the task of revising the Latin Bible. That's where we get the Latin Vulgate, which is the standard and still continues to be the official text of Scripture of the Catholic Church. He's the one who pulled it together. This was his noblest work. Finally, then, retiring from that place, he went back to his beloved Bethlehem, the Holy Land. This eloquent hermit poured forth from his solitary cell for 30 years streams of luminous writings upon all of the Christian faith. That's the life of St. Jerome. And what I want to draw to you, I know maybe somebody, if you pay as much attention as maybe Christy does to all the homilies we give, you could probably say that last time we visited this exact same passage here from the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, that we went over, I believe, the three types of persons that our Lord say eschew his call, that don't go when he asks them to, but rather want to talk about the whole process of following God. Following God within our lives. What we see in the life of St. Jerome is what our Lord asks for here. God's call is immediate. I mean, our Lord, when our blessed Lord Jesus, he calls us to do something, he doesn't call us to do something someday in the future. He calls us to do something now. The call is always now for Christ. The call is always in this moment. He says, "What? Come, follow me." And what does Matthew do? We talked about it the other day. He immediately followed. Left everything as it was. He just went and followed the Lord. That's the call for each of us. St. Jerome did that. St. Jerome heard this movement toward a call for celibacy. He felt that draw. And so what did he do? He immediately made the vow. He felt our Lord drawing him into a deeper sense, and immediately he left what he was doing and went about it. He felt the Lord calling him out into the Syrian desert in wildness and there to spend his time in solitude. So did he spend time pondering it? No, as soon as he knew that was the call of God, he went. Then what happened? The Pope realized he needed a scholar. He knew Jerome was a scholar. And so the Pope called, and he knew that God speaks through the Pope. And so what did he do? Immediately he left. Left that solitude where he was, came out and began translating the scriptures from the original Greek, from the original Aramaic, the Hebrew, all these texts to be able to give us an accurate translation of the Bible in the language of the church, which had moved away from the Greek learning and toward the Latin. St. Jerome always went. He wasn't perfect, by the way. He had a terrible temper. He was constantly getting in fights with people because he thought he knew best, but then immediately after, when he'd come to his senses and his passions no longer held him, he repented and did great penance, indeed beating himself with stones and rocks. He was rough on his body because he knew he had to beat it into submission, as St. Paul said, to make it his slave. And so what do we see here? That when our Lord is calling you and me, the true movement is to act as soon as we know it's the will of God. The moment we recognize it's the will of God that God is calling me, we go. We go in that direction and realize that God's going to take care of us anyway, even if we can't see how it is. And even when you're following God, just like St. Jerome, it doesn't mean that your life is going to be all in order. You're still going to have difficulties. That some of those passions or hardships that have plagued you all your life, hey, they're still going to go with you. But that doesn't mean that our Lord can't continue to humble you through a life of recognizing, I'm still not there yet. And so I still have to go when the Lord calls. And when he calls me, even if I'm not fully equipped and I'm still going to commit sins, I'm still going to fall on my face, he still says, come. The Lord's call and his election, as the scripture said, is indeed irrevocable. Irrevocable. Nothing that you and I do can ever change the call that God has on us. God doesn't go back on his promises. So just like St. Jerome was faithful to the end, so too you and I. End with a quotation from St. Basil the Great. He says this. He says, to know how to submit yourself with your whole soul is to know how to imitate Christ. Say that again. To know how to submit yourself with the whole of your soul to God is to know how to imitate Christ. And that means I don't second guess him. That means I don't wait to make sure everybody else confirms that this is the direction I'm supposed to go. I hear the word of God. I know it's him that's spoken to me. And I just go forward, trusting him in the immediacy of the moment. I trust that God's going to take care of all my faults. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.